The Leadership Code, 5 Rules to Lead By. By Dave Ulrich, Norm Smallwood, and Kate Sweetman. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Leadership Code, 5 Rules to Lead By is a book written by Dave Ulrich, Norm Smallwood, and Kate Sweetman. It provides an in-depth look at the 5 essential rules of leadership that are necessary for success. The authors argue that these 5 rules form the foundation of effective leadership and provide a framework for developing strong leaders. The first rule discussed in the book is, lead yourself first, which emphasizes self-awareness and personal development as key components of successful leadership. Leaders must be able to understand their own strengths and weaknesses, set goals, manage their emotions, stay focused on what matters most, and take responsibility for their actions. This rule also stresses the importance of having a clear vision for oneself as well as one's organization. The second rule outlined in the Leadership Code is, create shared purpose, which focuses on creating an environment where everyone can work together towards common goals. Leaders should strive to create an atmosphere where people feel valued and respected while working together towards shared objectives. This includes building trust among team members through open communication and collaboration. The third rule discussed is, focus on results, which encourages leaders to focus on achieving results rather than simply managing tasks or processes. Leaders should have a clear understanding of what needs to be accomplished in order to achieve desired outcomes while also being mindful of how resources are used along the way. The fourth rule outlined in the Leadership Code is, develop others, which emphasizes investing time into helping others grow professionally so they can reach their full potential within an organization. This involves providing feedback, coaching employees when needed, recognizing accomplishments, delegating responsibilities appropriately, setting expectations clearly from the start, etc. Finally, the fifth rule discussed is, build relationships, which highlights how important it is for leaders to build relationships with those around them both inside and outside of their organizations if they want to succeed long term. Building relationships requires empathy as well as active listening skills so that leaders can better understand other perspectives before making decisions or taking action. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Lead with purpose. Leaders should have a clear purpose and vision that they communicate to their team. This purpose should be the driving force behind all decisions and actions. Main idea number 2. Lead with values. Leaders should have a set of core values that they live by and communicate to their team. These values should be the foundation of the team's culture and guide their decisions and actions. Main idea number 3. Lead with people. Leaders should focus on developing their team and creating an environment where everyone can thrive. This includes creating a culture of trust, respect, and collaboration. Main idea number 4. Lead with performance. Leaders should focus on setting clear goals and expectations for their team and holding them accountable for achieving them. Main idea number 5. Lead with change. Leaders should be able to anticipate and respond to changes in the environment and be able to lead their team through them. Main idea number 6. Lead with strategy. Leaders should have a clear strategy for how they will achieve their goals and objectives. This should include a plan for how to allocate resources and manage risks. Main idea number 7. Lead with execution. Leaders should be able to execute their strategy and ensure that their team is able to do the same. This includes setting clear goals and expectations and holding their team accountable for achieving them. Main idea number 8. Lead with learning. Leaders should be able to learn from their mistakes and use those lessons to improve their performance. Main idea number 9. Lead with innovation. Leaders should be able to identify opportunities for innovation and be able to lead their team in taking advantage of them. Main idea number 10. Lead with influence. Leaders should be able to influence their team and stakeholders to achieve their goals. This includes being able to build relationships and create a shared vision. Main idea number 11. Lead with communication. Leaders should be able to communicate effectively with their team and stakeholders. This includes being able to listen, provide feedback, and give clear direction. Main idea number 12. Lead with integrity. Leaders should be honest and ethical in their decisions and actions. This includes being able to take responsibility for their mistakes and learn from them. Main idea number 13. Lead with courage. Leaders should be able to take risks and make difficult decisions when necessary. Main idea number 14. Lead with confidence. Leaders should be confident in their decisions and actions and be able to inspire their team to do the same. Main idea number 15. Lead with humility. Leaders should be humble and recognize the contributions of their team. Main idea number 16. Lead with empathy. Leaders should be able to understand and empathize with their team and stakeholders. Main idea number 17. Lead with resilience. Leaders should be able to bounce back from setbacks and be able to lead their team through them. Main idea number 18. Lead with balance. Leaders should be able to balance their work and personal life and be able to lead their team in doing the same. Main idea number 19. Lead with passion. Leaders should be passionate about their work and be able to inspire their team to do the same. Main idea number 20. Lead with gratitude. Leaders should be able to recognize and appreciate the contributions of their team and stakeholders. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Leading with purpose means that leaders should have a clear vision and mission for their team. This purpose should be communicated to the team in order to ensure everyone is on the same page and working towards a common goal. Leaders must also make sure that all decisions and actions are aligned with this purpose, as it will serve as the guiding force behind everything they do. By leading with purpose, leaders can create an environment of trust and collaboration within their teams, which will help them achieve success. In the Leadership Code, 5 Rules to Lead by Dave Ulrich, Norm Smallwood, and Kate Sweetman, they emphasize how important it is for leaders to lead with intentionality. They suggest that leaders need to take time out of their day-to-day operations in order to think about what kind of impact they want their leadership style to have on others. Additionally, they recommend setting goals based on this desired outcome so that progress can be tracked over time. Leaders who lead with purpose understand that there is more than just getting tasks done. There needs to be an overarching sense of direction or meaning behind every decision made. When people feel like their work has meaning beyond just completing tasks or meeting deadlines, then motivation increases significantly because employees know why they are doing something rather than simply going through the motions. Main idea number 2. Leading with values is an important concept for any leader to understand. Values provide a framework for decision-making and help guide the team in the right direction. When leaders lead with their values, they are setting an example of how to act and behave that will be followed by their team members. This helps create a culture of trust and respect within the organization, which can lead to better performance. When communicating these values, it's important for leaders to be clear about what they stand for and why they believe in them. They should also explain how these values fit into the overall mission of the organization so that everyone understands why following them is important. Leaders should also make sure that their actions match up with their words. If there's a disconnect between what they say and do, then people won't take them seriously. Leaders who live by their core values will inspire others to do the same. It creates an environment where everyone feels comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism from those around them. This encourages collaboration among team members as well as open communication, which leads to better problem-solving skills. Ultimately, leading with your core values sets you apart from other leaders because it shows that you have integrity and are committed to doing what is best for your team and organization as a whole. By living out your beliefs every day, you demonstrate that you care about more than just yourself, something all great leaders strive towards. Main idea number 3. Leading with people means that leaders should prioritize the development of their team and creating an environment where everyone can reach their full potential. This includes fostering a culture of trust, respect, and collaboration. Leaders must be willing to listen to their team members' ideas and opinions in order to create an atmosphere of open communication. They should also provide clear direction on goals and objectives while allowing for flexibility in how those goals are achieved. Additionally, leaders should strive to recognize individual contributions as well as collective successes. Leaders who lead with people understand that success is not just about achieving results but also about developing relationships within the organization. They focus on building strong teams by encouraging collaboration between individuals from different backgrounds or departments. By doing so, they create a sense of unity among employees which helps foster innovation and creativity. Finally, leading with people requires empathy and understanding towards others' perspectives. Leaders need to be able to put themselves in other people's shoes in order to better understand what motivates them or why they may have certain views or opinions on certain topics. Doing this will help build stronger relationships between leaders and their teams, which will ultimately result in more successful outcomes. Main idea number 4. Leading with performance means that leaders should focus on setting clear goals and expectations for their team, and then holding them accountable for achieving those goals. Leaders must be able to communicate these expectations effectively, so that everyone understands what is expected of them. Additionally, they must provide feedback regularly to ensure that the team is making progress towards meeting the set objectives. Finally, it is important for leaders to recognize and reward good performance when it occurs. Leaders should also strive to create an environment where people feel comfortable taking risks and trying new things in order to reach their goals. This can help foster innovation within the organization as well as a sense of ownership among employees who are actively engaged in reaching the desired outcomes. Furthermore, by providing regular feedback on progress made towards meeting objectives, leaders can help motivate their teams by showing how far they have come. Ultimately, leading with performance requires strong communication skills from both sides, from the leader communicating expectations clearly and consistently, and from team members understanding what needs to be done in order to meet those expectations. When this happens successfully, organizations will benefit from increased productivity due to better goal-setting practices as well as improved morale due to recognition of individual contributions. Main idea number 5. Leading with change is an essential skill for any leader. It requires the ability to anticipate and respond to changes in the environment, as well as being able to lead their team through them. Leaders must be proactive in recognizing potential shifts in the market or industry, and have a plan of action ready when those changes occur. They should also be prepared to adjust their strategies accordingly, while still maintaining focus on achieving organizational goals. Leaders must also ensure that they are communicating effectively with their teams during times of change. This includes providing clear direction on how best to navigate new challenges, offering support and guidance throughout the process, and ensuring everyone understands why these changes are necessary. Additionally, leaders should strive to create an atmosphere of trust within their team so that members feel comfortable voicing concerns or ideas about how best to handle changing conditions. Finally, it's important for leaders who lead with change not only understand what needs to be done but also why it needs doing. By understanding both sides of this equation, the what and why, leaders can better equip themselves and their teams for success during times of transition. Main idea number 6. Leading with strategy is essential for any leader. A clear and well-defined strategy provides a roadmap to success, allowing leaders to focus their efforts on the most important tasks and objectives. It also helps them identify potential risks and allocate resources in an efficient manner. By having a plan in place, leaders can ensure that they are making the best use of their time and energy. When creating a strategy, it's important for leaders to consider both short-term goals as well as long-term objectives. They should also think about how different strategies might affect different stakeholders within the organization or community. Additionally, They should be sure to involve key decision makers throughout the process so that everyone has input into what direction the organization will take. Finally, once a strategy is developed, it's important for leaders to regularly review it and make adjustments when necessary. This ensures that their plans remain relevant over time and allows them to stay ahead of changes in technology or market conditions. Main idea number 7. Leading with execution means that leaders must be able to effectively implement their strategies and ensure that their team is able to do the same. This requires setting clear goals and expectations, as well as holding everyone accountable for achieving them. Leaders should also provide resources and support to help their team reach these objectives. Additionally, they should create an environment of trust where employees feel comfortable taking risks in order to achieve success. Leaders who lead with execution are not afraid of failure; instead, they use it as a learning opportunity. They understand that mistakes can happen along the way but strive to learn from them so that future successes can be achieved more quickly and efficiently. Furthermore, they recognize the importance of feedback from both themselves and others in order to continuously improve performance. Ultimately, leading with execution requires strong communication skills in order for leaders to clearly articulate their vision and strategy while motivating their team members toward success. It also involves having a deep understanding of how different tasks fit into the overall plan so that each individual's efforts contribute towards reaching common goals. Main idea number 8. Leading with learning is an important concept for any leader to understand. It means that leaders should be able to recognize their mistakes and use those lessons to become better at leading. Leaders must be willing to take risks, make mistakes, and learn from them in order to grow as a leader. This requires the ability to reflect on one's own actions and decisions, identify areas of improvement, and adjust accordingly. Leaders who lead with learning are also open-minded about new ideas and approaches. They are not afraid of failure but instead view it as an opportunity for growth. They seek out feedback from others in order to gain insight into how they can improve their performance. By doing so, they create a culture where everyone feels comfortable taking risks without fear of repercussions. Leaders who lead with learning also have the courage to admit when they don't know something or need help understanding something new. They ask questions rather than pretending they know everything already. This helps them stay informed about current trends in their field or industry so that they can make more informed decisions. Finally, leaders who lead with learning demonstrate humility by recognizing that no one person has all the answers or knows everything there is to know about leadership. Instead, these leaders strive for continuous improvement by seeking out advice from mentors and peers alike. Main idea number 9. Leading with innovation requires leaders to be able to recognize opportunities for improvement and growth. They must have the vision to see beyond what is currently in place and identify potential areas of development. Leaders should also be able to motivate their team members, inspiring them to take risks and think outside the box when it comes to problem solving. Additionally, they need to provide guidance on how best to implement new ideas or processes while ensuring that everyone understands why these changes are being made. In order for a leader's innovative efforts to be successful, they must also possess strong communication skills. This includes being able to articulate their vision clearly so that everyone involved can understand it, as well as providing feedback throughout the process of implementation. Furthermore, leaders should create an environment where creativity is encouraged and mistakes are seen as learning experiences rather than failures. Leaders who lead with innovation will not only help their teams reach higher levels of success but will also foster a culture of continuous improvement within their organization. By taking advantage of opportunities for growth and encouraging creative thinking among team members, organizations can stay ahead of the competition while creating an atmosphere where employees feel valued and inspired. Main idea number 10. Leading with influence is about more than just having authority. It requires a leader to be able to build relationships, create a shared vision, and motivate their team and stakeholders towards achieving the desired goals. Leaders must be able to communicate effectively in order to inspire others and bring out the best in them. They should also have an understanding of how different people think and act so that they can tailor their approach accordingly. Leaders need to understand what motivates each individual on their team or within their organization, as well as what drives the overall success of the group. This means being aware of both internal dynamics, such as personalities, and external factors, such as market trends. By taking these into account, leaders can develop strategies for influencing those around them in order to achieve collective objectives. Finally, leading with influence involves setting clear expectations for performance while providing support when needed. A leader should provide feedback regularly so that everyone knows where they stand and how they are contributing towards reaching organizational goals. In this way, leaders can ensure that all members of the team are working together towards a common goal. Main idea number 11. Leaders should be able to communicate effectively with their team and stakeholders in order to lead successfully. This means being able to listen, provide feedback, and give clear direction. Leaders must also be aware of the different communication styles that exist within their teams and organizations so they can adjust accordingly. They should strive for open dialogue between themselves and their team members, as well as other stakeholders such as customers or suppliers. In addition, leaders need to ensure that all communication is timely and relevant. This includes providing regular updates on progress towards goals or objectives, responding quickly when issues arise, and addressing any misunderstandings promptly. By leading with communication, leaders can create an environment where everyone feels heard and respected. Finally, it's important for leaders to remember that effective communication isn't just about what you say, but how you say it. Being mindful of your tone of voice or body language can help ensure that your message is received in the way you intended it. Main idea number 12. Leading with integrity means that leaders should strive to be honest and ethical in all their decisions and actions. This includes being open about mistakes, taking responsibility for them, and learning from them. Leaders should also ensure that their words match their deeds. They must practice what they preach if they want to earn the trust of those around them. Furthermore, leaders should always act with respect towards others regardless of rank or position. They must treat everyone fairly and equally while maintaining a high level of professionalism. Integrity is essential for effective leadership because it builds trust between the leader and those who follow him or her. When people know that a leader can be trusted to do what he or she says, then they are more likely to support his or her decisions without question. Additionally, when a leader leads with integrity, it sets an example for others in the organization, which encourages ethical behavior throughout the entire team. Leaders who lead with integrity will find themselves respected by both peers and subordinates alike, as well as having greater success in achieving organizational goals due to increased morale among employees. Ultimately, leading with integrity is not only beneficial for organizations but also necessary if one wants to become an effective leader. Main idea number 13. Leading with courage means having the strength to make difficult decisions and take risks when necessary. It requires a leader to be able to stand up for what they believe in, even if it is unpopular or goes against the grain. Courageous leaders are not afraid of failure. Instead, they use it as an opportunity to learn and grow. They understand that taking risks can lead to great rewards, but also accept that there may be consequences along the way. Courageous leaders have strong convictions and values which guide their decision-making process. They are willing to challenge conventional wisdom and think outside of the box in order to find creative solutions. Leaders who lead with courage inspire others by demonstrating their commitment and dedication towards achieving success. Leaders should also remember that leading with courage does not mean being reckless or impulsive. Rather, it involves making thoughtful decisions based on sound judgment while still being open-minded enough to consider different perspectives. Ultimately, courageous leadership is about having faith in yourself and your team's ability to succeed despite any obstacles you may face. Main idea number 14. Leading with confidence is essential for any successful leader. It requires a deep understanding of the team, their goals and objectives, and the ability to make decisions that will benefit everyone involved. Leaders must be able to trust in their own judgment and have faith in their abilities to lead effectively. They should also be willing to take risks when necessary, as this can often result in greater rewards. Confident leaders are also inspiring role models who motivate others by example. They demonstrate courage under pressure and show resilience when faced with difficult situations or challenges. By leading confidently, they create an environment where people feel safe taking risks and trying new things without fear of failure or criticism. Finally, confident leaders understand how important it is to communicate clearly with their team members so that everyone understands what needs to be done and why it's important. This helps build trust between the leader and those they are leading, which further strengthens the team's overall performance. Main idea number 15. Leading with humility means recognizing that no one person can do it all. It is important for leaders to recognize the contributions of their team and be open to learning from them. Leaders should also take responsibility for mistakes, rather than blaming others or making excuses. This shows respect for the team and encourages collaboration and trust. Humility also involves being aware of one's own strengths and weaknesses, as well as those of the team. A leader who is humble will not only acknowledge their own limitations but will seek out help when needed in order to ensure success. They will also give credit where it is due, praising individual members of the team for their hard work. Finally, a leader who leads with humility understands that they are part of something bigger than themselves, the organization or company they lead, and works towards its greater good instead of focusing solely on personal gain or recognition. Main idea number 16. Leading with empathy means understanding the needs and feelings of those around you. It requires being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes, seeing things from their perspective, and responding accordingly. Leaders should strive to be aware of how their decisions affect others and take into account the impact on team morale when making decisions. They should also be open to feedback from their team members and stakeholders so that they can better understand what is important to them. Leaders who lead with empathy are more likely to build trust among their teams because they demonstrate a genuine interest in understanding people's perspectives. This helps create an environment where everyone feels heard and respected, which leads to greater collaboration and productivity. Additionally, leading with empathy allows leaders to make better decisions since they have taken into consideration all relevant points of view. Ultimately, leading with empathy is about creating an atmosphere where everyone feels valued for who they are as individuals rather than just another cog in the machine. When done correctly, it can help foster a culture of respect, collaboration, innovation, creativity, and ultimately success. Main idea number 17. Leading with resilience means having the ability to stay focused and motivated in the face of adversity. It is about being able to take a step back, assess the situation, and come up with creative solutions that will help your team move forward. Leaders should be able to recognize when their team needs support or guidance and provide it without hesitation. They should also be willing to take risks and make decisions even if they are not popular or easy ones. Resilient leaders understand that failure is part of success, so they don't let setbacks stop them from achieving their goals. Instead, they use these experiences as learning opportunities for themselves and their teams. Resilience also involves having an optimistic outlook on life. Resilient leaders have faith in themselves and their teams despite any challenges they may face. Leaders who lead with resilience can inspire others by showing them how to remain positive during difficult times. This type of leadership encourages collaboration among team members because everyone knows that no matter what happens, there is always hope for a better future. Main idea number 18. Leading with balance means that leaders should be able to manage their own work and personal life in a way that allows them to lead their team effectively. This includes setting boundaries between work and home, taking time for self-care, and creating an environment where employees feel supported. Leaders should also strive to create a culture of balance within the organization by encouraging employees to take breaks throughout the day, providing flexible working hours when possible, and promoting healthy habits such as exercise or mindfulness. Leaders who lead with balance are better equipped to make decisions from a place of clarity rather than exhaustion or stress. They can provide guidance on how best to handle difficult situations while still maintaining focus on the overall goals of the organization. Additionally, leading with balance helps foster trust among team members since they know their leader is looking out for their well-being. Ultimately, leading with balance sets an example for others in the workplace and encourages everyone involved to prioritize both professional success and personal well-being. It's important for leaders not only talk about this concept but also demonstrate it through action so that it becomes part of organizational culture. Main idea number 19. Leading with passion means that leaders should be passionate about their work and strive to inspire the same level of enthusiasm in their team. Leaders should have a clear vision for what they want to achieve, and communicate it effectively so that everyone is on board. They should also be able to motivate their team by setting an example of hard work and dedication, as well as providing recognition when goals are achieved. Passionate leadership can help create a positive working environment where employees feel valued and inspired to do their best. Leaders who lead with passion understand the importance of creating meaningful relationships with those around them. They take time to get to know each individual on their team, understanding how they think, what motivates them, and how they can contribute most effectively. This helps build trust between leader and follower, which is essential for successful collaboration. Passionate leaders also recognize the need for ongoing learning in order to stay ahead of trends in the industry or field they're leading in. They encourage experimentation within teams so that new ideas can be tested out without fear of failure or criticism from higher-ups. Finally, passionate leaders are open-minded enough to accept feedback from others while still maintaining control over decision-making. Main idea number 20. Leading with gratitude is an important part of effective leadership. A leader should be able to recognize and appreciate the contributions of their team and stakeholders, both in terms of tangible results as well as intangible efforts. This recognition can come in many forms, such as verbal praise or public acknowledgement, rewards or bonuses for a job well done, or simply taking the time to thank someone for their hard work. By showing appreciation for those who have helped them achieve success, leaders demonstrate that they value their team's input and are willing to reward it. Gratitude also helps build trust between a leader and their followers. When people feel appreciated by their leader, they are more likely to go above and beyond what is expected of them because they know that their efforts will be recognized. Additionally, when employees feel valued by management, it increases morale, which leads to higher productivity levels overall. Finally, leading with gratitude sets an example for others within the organization on how they should treat each other. It shows that everyone's contribution matters regardless of rank or position within the company hierarchy. This encourages collaboration among all members of the team, which ultimately leads to better outcomes. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.